Onan v'arafel sevivav tzedek mishmal mechayin kisay. So after you've said that Hashem has reigned and the world should rejoice and the numerous islands should be glad, clouds and dense darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are his throne's foundation. What does that mean? Onan v'arafel sevivav. Cloud and dense darkness surround him. Radak explains that since Hashem rewards the wicked in this world in order to pay them back for whatever merits they have, in a strange kind of way, it seems like the Rishayim, the wicked ones, are his favourites who surround him. But in Olam Haba, when everything is clear, Hashem will just bring cloud and dense darkness upon them. This world is an Olam Hafach. This world is an Olam, a world of concealment. Olam, Ne'elam. And everything seems upside down. The world to come is an Olam Borah. It's a clear world. Then we'll understand. We'll understand that everything that happens is for a reason. Everything Hashem does is just. The Sforna... Sforna and Ibn Yahya maintain that these words describe the way in which Hashem's constant supervision of this world is obscured by the seemingly independent laws of nature. In fact, when it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu going up Har Sinai, Moshe alal ha'arafel asher sham ha'elikim. Moshe goes up to this intense darkness, which is where Hashem is. And it's such a profound point that Chassidus Sforim make. We live in a world of concealment. We live in a world of Hester. We live in a world where if Hashem's presence would be so obvious or self-evident, we'd have no free choice. So Hashem exists in this place of darkness. And it's our job to be able to peel away the layers. It's our job to be able to switch on the lights in our mind's eye. In fact, the pasuk continues, Tzedek u'mishpat mechayin kisay. Righteousness and justice are his throne's foundation. Because when people see the wicked flourishing, of course they question either Hashem's existence, Hashem's justice, or how this is equitable. But when they witness the ultimate destruction of the wicked, then the Asid Lava in the future, everyone will attest that righteousness and justice is through its foundation. Meaning we cannot expect to see the whole picture now. It's too presumptuous. To have emunah means to hold on tight. To have that strength of character. That inner conviction. That everything will work out all right in the end. That Hashem is totally just. That everything is absolutely fair. We can't see it all right now. We have a limited perspective. Hashem is not limited. Not by time, not by space, certainly not by perspective. He sees the whole picture. We don't. Only last said lover. In the future. Where, as it were, the world will be filled with the light of Hashem's clarity. We'll be able to see with that light. We'll be able to understand that everything was indeed just and fair, and that itself will be a source of tremendous, tremendous joy and exaltation.